You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are joined by Mr. Joey Song, coming to us from Seoul, South Korea, the COO and Head of Business Development at CloudBrick, an award-winning web security vendor looking to expand to leverage blockchain technology to expand its services for all global users. Mr. Song, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure of mine to be here as well.
And certainly pleased to have you with us. Looking forward to hearing all the details. So to kick things off today, tell us, what is CloudBrick and what do you hope to achieve through the ICO project?
Sure. CloudBrick is actually a pre-existing web security service. But what we're actually trying to achieve through our blockchain project is to actually expand our servicing, not only from just web security, but to also include mobile device security or endpoint security is what we call it, as well as cryptocurrency asset protection, and kind of unifying all these security solutions or ready-made security solutions into one convenient platform is what we hope to achieve, is try to drive more users to this platform and also just in essence protect the blockchain security or blockchain ecosystem or space just in general, so that more users can be aware or more open to utilize cryptocurrency or blockchain-based business or technologies.
And Joey, what exact services or solutions will CloudBrick offer to the market? Get into some of those details as well.
So at the current moment, what we're doing is we offer web application firewall servicing. So that's at www.cloudbrick.com, and that's our current active business. And what a web application firewall does is it simply just filters malicious traffic or web hackers from ever accessing your website. So we provide services such as DDoS protection or website defacement protection, SQL injection attacks protection. And then what we're trying to do with this blockchain platform is also now expand servicing into mobile device protection so that people can have real-time malware scanning protection or antivirus protection. But more importantly, what we're trying to do is also have create a database that's decentralized so that users can have real-time protection against spam URLs or phishing attacks that are solely targeting cryptocurrency traders or exchanges. Also, fraud, cryptocurrency wallet addresses is a major concern right now in this industry. So by providing this through our mobile device security client, we're trying to have users utilize this application so that they can always have real-time protection against these kind of attacks.
And that's what every business needs in place, a way to prevent cyber attacks in today's technology world. It certainly is a more popular and common issue. Who benefits the most from using CloudBrick?
Yeah, so I would say the people that benefit the most, we're primarily targeting just a couple of users, actually, just general end users that never utilize cybersecurity or have never really have been open to the idea of using cybersecurity. We want to kind of break down the barriers for these users and try to change the market from more of a reactive market towards a more proactive market. Also, we're also trying to target a lot of end users that are in the cryptocurrency space we feel that are feeling more unsafe about, you know, transferring funds, utilizing these cryptocurrencies. We want everyone to feel more safe and have more peace of mind utilizing this technology, as well as the third part will be just blockchain-based businesses or enterprises as well that want to have access to enterprise-grade cybersecurity solutions. Whereas on the market today, a lot of these ICO projects are merely just proposing ideas and concepts, whereas CloudBrick is actually offering ready-made cybersecurity solutions through our 20 years of experience.
Good stuff. Today we're speaking with Mr. Joey Song, the COO and Head of Business Development at CloudBrick, an award-winning web security vendor here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Joey, how will users be able to access or use Cloudbrick?
Sure. Like I mentioned, Cloudbrick is going to be offering a diverse suite of services or solutions, and we're going to try to make this accessible under one convenient platform. Now, in order to actually activate as from a general end user perspective, we're actually going to be issuing a token staking program, meaning users will actually have to purchase and deposit our cryptocurrency called CLD into their accounts. And if they actually maintain a select number or our minimum balance requirements, they would actually have access to all of our solutions and suite of services completely free. Whereas on the enterprise side, if they would like to have access to this platform as well, they would actually have to pay a monthly subscription fee. But we would also provide discounts and offering as well through our cryptocurrency CLD token purchasing.
And taking that even further, how is Cloudbrick different or special in the ICO space as you see it?
Sure. So Cloudbrick is actually a very unique position here in the ICO space. We're what we refer to as a reverse ICO, meaning we are an established company. We actually have more than 20 years of information security experience. So coming into this space where there's a lot of ICO projects claiming to be cybersecurity experts, having all these grand ideas, they're merely just ideas just on paper. And what Cloudbrick does is that's very different is that we are an active award-winning security vendor, and we're bringing tons of experience. We're actually the number one web security vendor here in the APAC region. So just to bring that enterprise-grade level trust, service, customer support, and knowing how to run a business is very different from the rest of the ICO world.
Joey, certainly appreciate your joining us today from South Korea and introducing Cloudbrick to the audience, and certainly appreciate what you do in the ICO space. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
Yeah, essentially, as you know, I've been working in the cybersecurity space close to 4 to 5 years now, and the one thing I noticed is that a lot of people are very hesitant to utilize cybersecurity, even though they need it. And moving forward, especially within this cryptocurrency space or the blockchain space, cybersecurity and blockchain technologies are just going to simply have to go hand in hand. So what I wanted to kind of give as a takeaway is that users need to break down that more reactive approach, whereas, you know, they come to us after they get hacked. But what we're trying to do is educate users and try to break down the barriers so that users will be more proactive in utilizing cybersecurity. And I think one thing we're doing that's really special is that we're going to be incentivizing users. So utilizing Cloudbrick's platform and technology, we'll actually be offering you free cryptocurrency tokens called CLB and incentivize and motivate users to utilize cybersecurity moving forward in the future.
And Mr. Song, you're doing a fine job within the cybersecurity space, and we can't thank you enough for joining us here today. And here, all of us here at EPN certainly wish you nothing but the best and continued success. Where can listeners get all the details on Cloudbrick and take advantage?
Yes, so users can actually all visit our website at www.cloudbrick.io. If they're interested in signing up for free website security, they can also visit our sister site at www.cloudbrick.com. And also, please be sure to reach out to us on Telegram, so t.me/Cloudbrick.
You got to love it. Again, Joey, thanks for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure being here as well.
And the pleasure certainly has been ours. We've been speaking with Mr. Joey Song, the COO and Head of Business Development at Cloudbrick, an award-winning web security vendor. And for all the details, simply visit cloudbrick.io. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.